you for coming in, man.
Thank you.
Give me a good handshake. Let me take your hand over here. You guys really good.
Thanks.
You look good there. Thank you.
Whoa, you get shot.
Hey, did you guys bring your sleeping bag?
Yeah.
It's nice to have a little freedom.
Yeah!
You know, I've enjoyed this river all my life. I never see quite this at the party, but I hope that you guys let your feet in the Virgin River and at least spice a little water up on your face. Did you notice, I know it's not lit up, I'm sort of disappointed, but on top of these flags up here, what did you see? Those flagpoles up here.
People!
How do you think they're on top of the flagpole? Because you are on top of the flagpole according to our Constitution of the United States. You know, our founding fathers did a very good job. I've always said our Constitution is inspired. And people say, what do you mean by being inspired? I said, I know it's inspired because each of those men on that committee knelt on their knees every day. And when they went to that meeting, they took that inspiration there. And they formed the greatest government ever formed on earth. It's our government, the United States government. And what a beautiful place. This is a promised land, a land above all other lands on earth. And here we are enjoying it. One more time, we're enjoying it with liberty and freedom. And I want to tell you how much I love you and how much I appreciate you. And I want you to know that I want to be on top of those poles with you as we the people. This is not about me. It's about we the people. And one more time, we're going to never let those guns point at us again. Not here in America. We won't stand for that.
How did that Bundy beef taste anyway?
And this music's beautiful, and those that have played for us, thank you, and all the sacrifice and effort you did to make this happen to it here. I don't know if you've ever had a setting like this before in your life. Isn't this something?
Yeah, the mountains,
you can't see the stars too much. Yeah, you know it is. You know, the other day when we were standing up here and we had to face these guns, you know, a flyover flew over, and I don't know how many of you have seen that flyover. It wasn't that a flyover. That was better than any jet airplane you ever seen on Earth. And they flew over there, and I think that was a signal. God's with us, and He's taking care of us today. And He sure did take care of us, didn't He? Okay, that's... We are an example to the world. The kind of government the world needs is the kind of government we have. Now let's clean this government up and go forth and enjoy and raise our families and enjoy our lands and enjoy our resources and quit worrying about the rest of the world feeding us. We can feed ourselves and quit worrying about the rest of the world furnishing us fuel. We can furnish our own fuel. And quit worrying about the world taking care of our family. We don't need the world to take care of family. We can take care of our own families. And one thing I want you to remember, the Constitution of the United States wasn't built for a big government. It wasn't built for even a state government. It wasn't even built for a big county government. It was built for you, the people. We, the people. Now, we can't accomplish anything, and we can't be happy in this life without looking to the heavens and thanking our Heavenly Father. And that's where we'll find our joy, is when we keep His commandments. And I say these things and say good night to you.
Thank you guys so much. This man is a beacon for freedom. God bless you, Father. We're going to do a couple more tunes. We're going to wrap this thing up. You guys ready?